You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host. I am your buddy, pal. I'm coming to you live along with Sweet Cal B on the ones and twos. We are here at Radio Park in Racine. If you want to be part of this conversation, it is going to be 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, the platform we still call Twitter. Still lots of show ahead for the next hour at 1035. Guys, it's the end of another Packer season, and there are questions, and those questions are, did we win last night? I can't remember. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah, we're going to talk about the Packers. We're going to talk about this season, and I know Paul and JR are not here, and we'll dive deeper into that later in the week, but, you know, it was an interesting season, and I'd love to get your takes on it, folks. You can always call and or drop a message on the live stream. Leave a voice note if you have the Civic Media app, which, by the way, get the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. You can listen, you can call, you can text, you can leave a voice note. Don't have to like me if you want to leave a voice note. That's true as well. And then this shouldn't be a thing today. It's the For the Dogs edition, so don't go anywhere. Lots of great programming, including After Us, It Doesn't End. Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. John and Gordy in the afternoon from 2 to 5. And then Pete Schwabba from 5 to 8. And if you go back to the civicmedia.us/shows, you can download Nightlight from last Friday, and in the 5:30 segment, you can hear an interview with a scruffy ne'er-do-well who likes comedy and movies. His name is something Bach. I have no idea, but we have
Johann Sebastian.
Oh, did you hear that? That's if he, so. Okay, wow, way to like really ruin my intro there. I'm just kidding. You know that voice. She's a friend. She's a wonderful human being. We love her dearly. It's been way too long since we've had her on. She is the host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show here on Civic Media. Noon on Saturdays, right? Noon now.
Noon on Saturdays and Sundays all across the Civic Media Network. And can I just give a shout out? Also, we are in Chicago on WCPT, AM 820. And last weekend, we debuted in Atlanta on Sundays at noon Eastern. So this is spreading. And man, it is exciting.
The host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, someone who I will eventually be like, I remember her back in the day. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. If you didn't already know that, you know, you've got to know the voice, but oh my goodness. I didn't know you're syndicating in two cities and you got your show. And you know what, honestly, like before we get into any of the, you know, we were talking about vaccines and whatnot, and actually had a really great conversation during the Secret Show, which, by the way, if you want to know more about the Secret Show, that's on the live stream. It's still censored because we're on the radio, but we're having fun time there discussing other things. We'll talk more about that though. But the Secret Show is where it's at for the live stream. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, I feel like we don't ever discuss this because there's so much to talk about, but tell us about your show itself. It's not just medical. It's community. It's talking to people. It's having good conversations, which is what we are all about here at Civic Media. But tell me more about the syndicated Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show.
It's wild. Yeah. It's evolved so much because it really started as a Civic Media product in Northeast Wisconsin. And the goal was to shine a light on some of the cool stuff that was happening in Green Bay and Door County and Appleton. And then it grew and became statewide. So we started talking with more folks about statewide issues. And then we were in Chicago, and now we started talking about more regional issues.
Yeah.
And now it's in Atlanta, and it's got national flavor.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a heavy dose of Wisconsin there. So, for example, in last week's show, I talked with one of my colleagues who's an OBGYN PA. Her name is Nikki. You'll see her as Nikki Vink all over social media. And we talked about what we were talking about in the Secret Show, Greg, how to advocate for yourself as a patient, how to prepare yourself to go to the doctor, have your questions ready, make sure you've got the right appointment, especially when you're talking about something that is sensitive, because so much of our healthcare, whether you're seeing your OBGYN doctor or you're talking to somebody about your weight, that stuff is so personal.
Yeah.
And you need to be armed and ready to have these conversations. Otherwise, you know, your doctors, your nurse practitioners, they don't have a ton of time because of restrictions with our healthcare system. So you've got to make the most of your time. You've got to go in knowing what you need and who your allies are. So that was our show last week. This week, oh my gosh, I did not know this, but Jess Craven, Many of us follow Jess Craven on social media. She's got an amazing Substack. She does a lot of this. She does a lot of organizing. She gives us hope with her chop wood, carry water daily affirmation.
I tried carrying water once. My back hurts now. So
yeah, one thing at a time. A little glass of water, maybe. But Jess is brilliant on Instagram and TikTok. She just gives you that little dose of here's what's happening in the world and here's what you can do about it. She's been doing it for almost 10 years. So Jess and I are having the conversation tonight. But in my research for the show, I found out that her name, Jess Craven, is Wes Craven, the horror movie guy, the guy who made Nightmare on Elm Street.
You cut out a little bit. It's Jess Craven. Is that a reference or she's related to?
It's her dad, Wes.
Oh, man. R.I.P. Yes. R.I.P.
In Scream 2. I know. So, like, that's a whole other. Like,
I like that. Dad made horror Wes Craven in Scream 2. Of all, no.
She was in Scream 2, but her dad was Wes Craven, who made was like the godfather of all of the, you know, legendary foundational horror movies.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have some good conversations about the horror movie that we're living in right now and how we can how we can survive it. I'm really excited about this conversation. And that's what's happening next weekend.
And like we said, you can always listen to that show live from 12 to, it's 12 to 1, correct? Or is it, how long is it? I'm sorry. It used to be one, now it's another, and I'm timeless a construct.
Yeah, it is. It's 12 to 1. It's not live. It's taped.
Oh.
But it's
I know
broadcast.
Nothing. I know.
Tape and broadcast and on the app, of course.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to go to civicmedia.us/shows, you can find it there. The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. You can download episodes. Always listen to them on your time. And then as well, you can listen to it live on the Civic Media app. And I mean, that's the thing is for... It just made sense to have you here doing this work because it's an extension of the work you've been doing on all the shows for years now, being this wonderful advocate, not just for the medical world or for people to understand the medical world, but also understanding the news that's coming out of the medical world. And I wanted to say something really quick to what you were talking about as far as advocating. And this is coming from a person who is not a doctor. I am a patient, which is if you're not feeling it with your doctor or nurse practitioner, move on. I know that might seem hard, but you need to have a functioning relationship at the very least. It has to feel like you're getting something out of it. But if you feel like you're taking their time and they're not really even paying attention to you in that short window you get, then you need to move on, because I think that's important, because that'll also, it's not just the cost, Dr. Lyerly. I mean, there are times, you know, people will say, I don't really like my doctor. I don't really like, you know, if you don't like him, you have to find someone else if you can. It's just the way it is. You got
to
feel comfortable
in that
room.
You have to feel like they actually care about you and the decisions that they're making are in your best interest. And it doesn't have to be a doctor.
No.
PAs do amazing work. My gosh. Nurse practitioners do amazing work. It could be an advanced practice practitioner. So, you know, make a good decision. Find somebody who treats you like a whole human being and can quarterback your care. They may send you to an orthopedic surgeon. They may send you to an obstetrician gynecologist. But find that person who really gets you and knows you and understands you. That relationship literally could save your life.
Yeah. From personal experience, I was searching for, I've had doctors and I've also had nurse practitioners. I would advocate honestly for nurse practitioners as well, because there's a little more availability there sometimes, but I found a doctor through a friend and it's a drive. It's probably about a 50-55 minute drive from me to the doctor's office, but I'm comfortable with him. He came recommended through someone. So if I only have to go there once a year, it's worth the time to at least have that conversation in that room and feel like I'm being listened to and cared about. So, yeah, I mean, that's another situation we can talk about for days. But right now, I want to focus our time and with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who is our guest this morning on Mid Mornings on Civic Media, discussing the new information that came out of the Department of Health and Human Services regarding vaccinations. The department led by, well, not a doctor, but they don't have to be, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., they have decided that relaxing the schedule, the amount of vaccines, the schedule of vaccines is what they want to become the official policy of this country, which has caused, as you I'm sure know, a lot of consternation here in Wisconsin and abroad about how to approach this topic. But as a set measure, I just want to say up top, whatever the U.S. recommends, fine, not fine, but like it's You are still in control of that. You and your doctor are still in control of what you want to do for your vaccination schedule for your children, correct?
Yes, but how many people know what the vaccination schedule was and know how to get access to that. It's available, but this is one of the things that you count on your doctor to do. This is, especially if you're talking about taking care of your kids, when you go in for those routine scheduled visits, when your babies are very young, they are the ones who tell you, here's where we're at on the schedule. Here's what we need to do today. Here's what we should do next time. And they stick to that vaccine schedule very closely because we know over years and years of evidence, data, expert opinion, conversation, they have built that vaccine schedule that they constantly reevaluate using new information. This is a long, arduous process to build this schedule, to have 17 vaccine preventable diseases on it. So for RFK Jr. to just take it all away and say, we're going to just trim it down from 17 to 11. Also, we're going to change the timing without any data, any evidence, any experts at the table. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. It's reckless.
I felt like you were going to FCC non-compliance territory right there. Like it was like, I really want to cuss.
I did. It's a dramatic pause because really what's going to happen is it's putting our kids in danger. And you know, my 19-year-old said to me yesterday, and he's not a medical kid and he's fun and he's on TikTok. And he said, Mom, did you know that Wisconsin has some of the worst vaccination rates for kindergartners in the whole country? And I said, you know what, buddy? It's true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
true. I feel like that's a question for you. You're like, yeah, I know that.
As a matter of fact, because 15 years ago, we started giving people excuses not to get vaccines. And that was all lined up with the Walker administration and Republican control of Wisconsin. So this is a consequence of Republican control of Wisconsin. So in 15 years, we will start to see, it'll be before that, but we'll start to see more vaccine preventable diseases. We're already seeing it, whooping cough, measles, COVID, flu. We're already seeing vaccine preventable diseases rising because of misinformation and politics interfering in our medical care. But the good news is, Greg, that organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and our own Department of Health Services here in Wisconsin have all said, nope, we are sticking to the old schedule. That is medicine. That's how we're going to take care of our patients.
And that was the question I was going to ask next before we head into, grab some snacks and some water really quick, because Dr. Lyerly says stay hydrated. Is that even though there is a new schedule from the U.S. federal side, when I say it doesn't matter, I don't mean as like it doesn't matter. It does matter, the conversation specifically. But when you go into your doctor's office, that doctor, at least in Wisconsin, will most likely be sticking to the original schedule of all of those vaccinations, or at the very least saying, that's what they say, this is what I believe. Of course, the parents have the decision to make, but it's not like the doctors are going to be pressured to give a new schedule. They can recommend what they feel is right, correct?
I think that's a very important question for patients to ask their doctors. Which schedule are you recommending? Yeah. Is it the new CDC schedule, or is it the old one recommended by pediatricians?
All right. And we're going to talk more about just, you know, I mean, you brought it up, the food pyramid. I'm kind of just staring at it like a craziness there, but we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break our dear, dear friend, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, available on the Civic Media app in Chicago and Atlanta, but more coming. Don't go anywhere. It's Civic Media. It's mid-mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. Jack from Merrimack, I do see you on the line. Don't go anywhere. And if you want to be part of the conversation, give a call or text 855-752-4842. But stay tuned, stay informed, and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Mornings. Oh my gosh, Kelvin. Okay.
What's the name of your show?
Whatever. your show has the name in the title. It's like you're like 95% there if you forget. That's weird. But you are listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host. I am a person of sound mind, unlike I just showed you just here. But we are here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. You can also get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. You can call, you can text, leave a voice message. voice note, and we'd love to hear from you. We're talking to Dr. Kristen Lierley, who's the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. She never forgets the name of her show. That is on Civic Media Saturdays and Sundays from noon to one. It's also available in Chicago and Atlanta, and we're very proud of her for that. So we're talking about all things medicine, all things in the news medicine. We were speaking earlier about the announced relaxation of the vaccination schedule from the Department of Health and Human Services. I will sum that up in pretty much a sentence or two. The original, the one that they currently were using, the old version, I guess you would call it, is still available with your doctor. And as you said, Dr. Lierley, if you are looking at vaccinations for your children, make that like maybe the top question. Which schedule do you use? And you can go from there. But it's lots more to break down on that. We don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to Jack from Merrimack, who has been waiting patiently. Jack, what say you this morning?
First thing I want to say is ignore anything that is coming out of Kennedy's mouth. He's going to kill people. Well, he already probably has. I mean, we've seen deaths from measles. Measles was supposedly eliminated in 2000. Between the new vaccination schedule, the recommendation for a high-fat, high-cholesterol diet, and simply lies about various drugs from ivermectin to Tylenol, for crying out loud, this is going to kill people.
Yeah.
Talk to your physician and find out what the reality is. As Dr. Lierley pointed out, you want to find a physician that you feel you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't trust anything coming out of this so-called Health and Human Services Department. You can't trust it any more than you can trust the EPA to admit that there's climate change going on, which has also, by the way, been scrubbed from the website.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Jack. We got to keep moving on here. We got very little time. And that's something Jack brings up, I think, is very important as well. One point is, and it's never a matter of don't take Tylenol, Tylenol bad, is don't take Tylenol. We're not sure, shrug shoulder. And then people go, well, I don't know about Tylenol then because a guy in a suit said shrug shoulder. And the same thing with climate change, they'll just tell you it does not exist. But it's that it's not a matter of we have found information saying that Tylenol will harm your child or the mother while being pregnant. It is a, well, we're not really sure. Well, you're the Department of Health and Human Services. Be sure, provide studies, get data, and then say something. But don't go, we're looking into that. We'll come back to it later. And nary a word has been said about Tylenol since, unless the president says it off key and off topic. And then the other thing too, and I want to talk about really quick, Jack brings it up, is that there's a new food pyramid that seems to like just want you to drink raw milk and eat meat. What is that?
Yeah. Well, at first, I just wanted to say, Jack, you are so right. And as a physician who has often turned to the CDC for the latest in advice and research and materials that we use to take care of our patients, we are very skeptical. There are still some good people out there. They do still some good reporting. So you have to be very careful with the information that you choose to share.
Yeah.
We're doing our best to navigate that. But I would say always when you're making your own healthcare decisions, talk to your doctor. Make sure you are using resources that are supported by the doctors and the medical societies, not the politicians. And it's the same thing for the food pyramids. I mean, yay for Wisconsin, dairy shot up to the top of the food pyramid, only because if you look at that full report, and I did this, and you scroll down to the disclosures, the people who put the report together.
Oh, who was on it?
Disclosures is, it's the most interesting part of the report, because first there's a disclosure for the disclosure, and it just fawns over President Trump. President Trump has elevated this food pyramid, and President Trump it is like, it's weird how they keep using his name in materials like this.
They must. But
They don't use the same standards that they do for federal employees, and they only look at the last 3 years of these authors' histories. So if you look at their financial disclosures, even in the last 3 years, they are all tied in very deeply with big beef, not surprising because red meat is at the top of the food pyramid now, dairy, pork, supplements. I mean, these people are compromised. They are not your scientists who fight to not have conflicts of interest. These are people who are walking conflicts of interest, putting this material together, making you believe it so that you'll buy more red meat if you can afford it.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and that's, and that goes back to what you said earlier too, is that, you know, if you have, if this sort of thing gives you pause there, luckily we still live in a society that has, we have access to greater deals of studies, data, and other experts who are saying, look, if you want to eat more red meat, I guess you can, but here is what you really should be eating if this is what works for your body. Again, a conversation to be had with your doctor, a certified nutritionalist, those types of people. If you really want to eat better and look at your diet, then that's where, you know, I would say never go to the government for that information. Always go to your doctor. Always go to a trained professional, correct?
Usually they work together. Usually the doctors are informing these government recommendations, but that's not happening right now. So please be careful.
Please be careful. And please listen to the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show Saturdays and Sundays, noon to one here on Civic Media. You can also catch it on the app. You can also download it by going to civicmedia.us/shows. Dr. Lyerly, always a pleasure having you here. Please come back sooner than later. It is so great to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, sweet Cal.
Mwah. All right. When we come back, audio sorbet, maybe audio gripe. The Packer season is over. What are your thoughts? Where do we go from here? And who should stay and who should go? Want to know about that from you as well. As always, get in touch with us, 855-752-4842. This is Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. Stay tuned and stay close. Welcome, welcome back. You are listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host and I am your pal. And along with Sweet Calby on the boards, we are coming to you live from Radio Park here in Racine. Very happy to have you along with us for the ride today. Very happy that you could make time for us. And always appreciate you giving us a listen. And always appreciate you being here. And if you want to be part of that conversation, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC is the number. Call or text. You can also use the Civic Media app to do the same thing. Also leave a voice note if you want. You can always leave a voice note. And then if you are on the live stream, we are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter, you can leave a comment on the live stream. I'm so sorry to Rob from Tigerton, we did not have a moment to get to your comment while Dr. Lyerly is here, but I'll read it here. Rob from Tigerton, Dr. Kristen, has been a huge help as I've developed preteller bursitis, and I drink plenty of water that Greg actually made me do it. Yes, if you ever listened to the Pat Kreitlow show, for a long time when Rob was on, I always tell him to drink more water because he needs to drink more water. We all need to drink more water. I'm going to grab my water right now. But we are in the audio sorbet portion of the show. Happy to have you here. And I will just rip the bandaid off right away. The Packers season is over. They lost to the Bears. And it was, I mean, from what I was able to watch, it was a come from behind last moment victory. Calvin, did you watch the game? What were your thoughts on the game as well as the season? I know that we've had Paul and JR here talking about it, but you are a Packer fan. You are a football fan. What are your thoughts?
I didn't watch the game, so I hesitate to call myself too much of a fan, but while I was playing video games up in my room, I heard my mom and my brother yelling at the TV. So I got the reactions.
Mm-hmm.
I think the clear and obvious thing just solely based on that game is that we need a kicker.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard that the gentleman did not do well. And I mean, if I'm looking at the points here, I feel like I should have watched.
Yeah, they lost by four.
They lost by four, and 25 of Chicago's points were in the fourth quarter.
Yes, and the kicker missed. Our kicker, Brian McManus, missed two field goals and an extra point, so that's 7 points left on the field. He's older, and he's of questionable moral integrity.
Go into that.
He has, on his previous team, he has allegations.
Of what?
Of, I don't want to get it wrong.
Okay, hold on. What's his name again?
Brian McManus. I believe he has allegations of sexually assaulting a massage therapist.
Okay, there we are. Let's just look at that real quick. 2024 was sued by two flight attendants alleging that he sexually assaulted them during a team charter flight from Jacksonville to London. Okay.
So what I'm saying is I encourage the team to get rid of it.
Gotcha. Okay. I feel like I did know that. I feel like I heard that early in the season or early when they got him, because the Packers don't usually like it's controversy like that is usually escapes the Packers. It's not usually something we don't see that a lot in the news. Can't speak to how they behave after the season is over, whether it's spreading conspiracy theories or committing fraud in Mississippi. But the point is, allegedly, that I had heard about Mr. McManus, that he had missed some kicks, and that would have been the game for them. But it's also the fact that they were able to get 25 points on the Packers when, like, looking at the score or looking at the points scored throughout the game. I mean, they were doing quite well. The Packers were. They were staying consistent, at least putting at least one in almost every quarter, and then it just seemed to and keeping the Bears down with 6 points, and then in the fourth quarter they just came back and just crushed it and crushed us. And you know, I want to know from you folks listening, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. What did you think of the game? What did you think of the season? And where do we go from here? I mean, I know we don't do sports a lot when JR and Paul aren't here, but I mean, I think this is when we talked to Paul last week, I felt like that the Packers really, and tell me if I'm wrong, Calvin, kind of got lucky getting even into the wild card because they just were not playing consistently. They weren't playing well. And the fact that I even made it here was, I thought, a little surprising. And I don't know what people's expectations were for last Saturday. And especially if they would have beaten the Bears, what would have happened the next round? Because it feels like it would have been like, we'll just see where we're going. I mean, Calvin, what were your thoughts on the season on a whole regarding the team and where the choices they made?
I think as far as like personnel, like trades and signings, I think it was actually pretty incredible season. We added a lot of players that I think are going to help the team out in the future. We got plagued by injuries.
But that seems like I'm sorry to interrupt you right there, but I feel like when we talked, by the way, I keep on mentioning Paul and JR. Paul and JR are our sports gurus. We talk to them every Thursday at 10:35. We discuss all things Wisconsin sports. And that's something, you know, and maybe you can speak to this too, because I feel like you know more about especially football and basketball. But I feel like when I'm having a conversation with those two, whether it's football, whether it's the Packers, whether it's the Bucks, whether it's the Brewers, I feel like there's always a point where we're just riddled with injuries. And I don't know if that's just a Wisconsin thing, that we're just unlucky, or is every state having this conversation, we're just riddled with injuries?
Injuries are a part of sports.
Yes.
Every team deals, especially in the NFL, being healthy is the number one thing mm-hmm. that affects whether you're going to win a Super Bowl or not.
Yeah.
So every team deals with it and is probably saying similar. All the other teams that are out are probably saying similar things. I will say Micah Parsons, who is one of the big trades that I talked about earlier, he is a top two or three player at his position, and he is probably a top 10 or 20 player in the entire NFL. So losing him is a major blow to our defense.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Packers will fire Matt LaFleur, and I don't think that they should fire Matt LaFleur, but there is a tendency that he has that against teams that are below the Packers in ability or in games where we happen to be up by a lot, where he radically changes his mindset or strategy to a point where it allows teams to have these huge comebacks against us.
It's very interesting. I mean, that's the thing is, like, I woke up this morning to Twitter, and actually this weekend, people just saying, fire him. And I feel like that's the easy place to go. Do you think the Packers should move on from Matt LaFleur? Do you think it's time to restructure the coaching side of it. I don't think they're going to do anything with Jordan Love. He's in a contract, and I think there's still lots of it's his third season, and his first season was unexpectedly brilliant and amazing for as far as they got on a young team, and no one had a lot of expectations of them. Felt a lot the same. That was the same thing for the Brewers this year, too. People were expecting, quote, rebuilding, and we'll be lucky if we get this many wins, and then they end up going to the NLCS. But, you know, do you think the Packers should make any major moves? I'll ask Kelvin and I'll ask the audience here, you know, do you think or should we, all right, this was not a great year. We had a lot of injuries. Let's focus on healing. Let's focus on the strategy for next season. Or should we just put a stick of dynamite in and go start over? I mean, that's what Kelvin, thoughts on that one.
As far as players, definitely don't start over. I think we have a good core that to build from. For coaching, I don't think they should get rid of Matt Flohr. I definitely don't think they will. From a management standpoint, the president or the GM, whoever's making the head coaching calls, I'm fairly confident they're not gonna replace him.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because he makes the playoffs, and at the end of the day, you have to make the playoffs to win the Super Bowl, and then. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, with the parity in the NFL and the fact that, as opposed to baseball and basketball, where you play a series of games in the playoffs,
yeah.
NFL, you get one game, you lose, you're out. Yeah. So in a lot of ways, it's you make the playoffs and then you kind of, it's a dice roll from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't think they'll get rid of him, and I don't think they should. Okay. I would like for him to have some maybe self-reflection and change things up, but...
Do we need to buy Matt LaFleur a gift card to like a spa, just have a day to himself where he can sit back and go, what did we learn from the 2025 season this year? I mean, it'll be interesting again, you know, when your team is out. I know this as a Brewers fan, you almost, there's almost a certain amount of relaxation that comes in the shoulders. You're bummed, but it's all about now you have even I would say, and tell me if I'm wrong, Calvin, the upside to losing at this point and being out is that gives you now what, a month and a half more for your team, or maybe about a month for your team to heal, because that's a big thing too in sports, is the further you go in the playoffs and if you make the championships, from the time the championships are over to when the new season starts, that's all time you've lost healing because you're still playing. So one of the upsides is you can get those players up and around and getting going and making a new strategy. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where we take it for the next season. It'll be interesting to see where the Packers are thinking as far as, like, especially with that conversation that we had regarding Jordan Love passing the ball versus rushing the ball. John from Oshkosh, listening on WISS, says, time for a change. LaFleur doesn't hold assistants accountable. Not a good player / coach manager. Always seems to be outcoached in the second half. Time for a change. So yeah, I mean, and that's sort of the mindset I saw a lot on social media. People who feel like he should be gone, is that it's just not a very fluid office, and it seems like there's no consistency. And as you said, Calvin, the change in strategy at the last moment also breeds a sense of inconsistency and chaos that might not be helpful for those who are playing on the team or playing or working for him. Dan from Wausau, listening to WXCO, says, might as well get Tucker for a kicker next year if the franchise is okay with sexual harassment. Tucker is, who is he speaking with? What?
He is talking about Justin Tucker, the former kicker for the Baltimore Ravens. He is,
good Lord,
arguably the greatest kicker of all time.
Oh, so it's always, he's really, really good, but also kind of, you know, who he is. All right, great. Well, we'll look forward to more on this. We'll be talking more about this. As I said, we always talk to J.R. Ratcliffe and Paul Noonan on Thursdays, 10:35, to discuss all things sports. I promise you, when they're on, they go deeper and better than I do. Kelvin, thank you so much for being the sports guru for this Monday morning. When we come back, we're going to close the show out with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the For the Dogs edition. And don't forget, after we're done, we got Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. We got John and Gordy in the afternoon from 2 to 5. And then Pete Schwaba and Nightlight from 5 to 8. So there's lots of great programming out here on Civic Media still ahead. Don't go anywhere. Get yourself a snack. Get yourself some water. Stay tuned. Stay close. You're listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host. Talk to you in a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome, welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your buddy, your pal. You are here with me and Sweet Cal B on the boards. We are coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine. If you want to be a part of that conversation, you can always call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. As I said before, lots of great programming ahead of for this morning and to the afternoon and to the evening here on Civic Media. After us, there'll be a news break and then Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. 2 to 5 finds us in the middle of afternoons with John and Gordy. And then from 5 to 8, Pete Schwabba and Nightlight take us into the evening. And don't forget, too, we also have great music stations here at Civic Media. And you can find all of that. You can stream the talk. You can stream the music by getting the Civic Media app on your device. It is absolutely free. Go to wherever you get your apps, download it, and that way you can be part of the conversation. You can text and call. You can also be a part of our text to win contests when we have them, but it's all right there on the handy dandy Civic Media mobile app. Tomorrow, let's take a look at the calendar for tomorrow. We're going to be speaking with Brenna Goddard, who is a staff attorney with UW Law's State Democracy Research Initiative. And we'll also be speaking to Melissa, hopefully, Gira Grant inside, and then we'll be talking about the resistance to ICE in Chicago. So it's going to be a really great show for you tomorrow. Please be part of that conversation. Come on back, and we'd love to have you here. As we always said, we appreciate your time. We know it's very, very precious, especially time here. It's almost 10. It's 10:54, which means it is arrived, Calvin. Another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, you're going to go ahead and send it to Calvin and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Yes, Jane Says is still active as an email address. So janesays@civicmedia.us. Send us your thoughts on a Tisbat topic, a guest, a general topic, and we'd love to hear from you. We've heard from many of you. We've covered those in the past. So email us, janesays@civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing. It's the For the Dogs edition. Comes all the way from the New Zealand Herald. Jeremy Wilkinson. Calvin, it's coming from New Zealand. You know what that means, right? Do you know what that means when it's coming from like New Zealand or Australia?
That it's upside down.
Okay, no, it means I'm just going to probably do an accent. Thanks a lot. Okay, cool. All right. The headline reads, winning Greyhound test positive for methamphetamine, but racing investigators can't find the source. So a Greyhound that tested positive for methamphetamines after winning its race has left its owner and racing investigators scratching their heads about how the dog could have gotten contaminated. Trainer Craig Anderson, who's 68, was shocked by the results, vehemently expressing he had never touched the drug and had no idea how his dog came into contact with it. Investigators from the Racing Integrity Board, or also known as RIB, turned up at his property for a drug screening of his 6 greyhounds. They found one that had it. The name is Hilton Hustler. Those are such weird names. Tested positive for a Class A substance. The previous afternoon, the dog had won its race at Addington, but had been swabbed post-race. Interesting. Very interesting there. Forensic samples were taken of Anderson and his wife and the dogs and the kennels. And his vehicle, which all returned a negative result. So now they're scratching their head. But I would just say, you know, if there are any dogs listening, Calvin, you got dogs, I got a dog. If you're all listening, say no. Say no to methamphetamines. Yeah, you'll get an extra stride in your step. Yeah, it might help you win that race, pump that iron, but it's not good for you, kids. Just say no to dog methamphetamine. And they are continuing the investigation, even though, according to this article from the New Zealand Herald, he has never touched it. He's never been in contact with it. There was a charge laid before Anderson at the Racing Integrity Board, but they also said because there's no evidence, they're not really going to do anything. There's not going to be a fine. They said they're not going to be a fine and they're not going to penalize him. They're not going to penalize him for the positive drug test. They're just trying to figure out how in good gracious name that dog came into contact with. I'm going to say it's maybe the neighbors down the street, Calvin. If they have greyhounds, check them for methamphetamines because they might just be injecting dogs. I'm not an investigator. I'm not a PI, but I've watched a lot of British murder mysteries. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't be shocked, but I'm just more surprised that there's a whole anti-doping board for dog racing. I don't know. That's kind of funny to me.
I mean, that just goes to ask the question, what if there was a non, what if there was a whole racing circuit where it was just absolutely like, go ahead. Cause they do have like in weightlifting or in bodybuilding where they present their bodies and they get all like tan and very bumpy. There's a whole subsect where it's like, take whatever drugs you want. We're not even going to test you. You're fine. As long as it's, you know, it's on you, but I'm not advocating for, I feel like I'm advocating for giving dogs drugs. I'm not. I think that dogs are the perfect drug because they make you so happy. How is that? Does that feel like I rounded that one up there, Calvin? Made it sound nice?
Yeah, I think you landed it nicely.
Thank you very much. All right. So they're still trying to figure out what's going on there. And apparently Mr. Anderson, no relation to the Matrix guy, is not going to be given any sort of fine, but they're going to keep an eye on these puppers because we want to make sure they're staying clean here in 2026. But that brings us to the end of another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
I want to thank Calvin. I want to thank Tucker. I want to thank engineering. I want to thank traffic. Without you, all of your combined effort, I would be talking to myself in a microphone that did not work. I want to thank the listeners, the callers, the texters, the people who are watching on the live stream. Without you, there's no us. We, again, you give us your time. We appreciate that. As we said, for tomorrow, we got great guests coming your way, including Melissa Guerra-Grant, who will be talking about the Inside Resistance in Chicago against ICE. And then another person discussing from UW Law, the State Democracy Research Initiative. So we'll be having a great conversation tomorrow with you here because you want to stick around in civic media. Listen to more shows coming up. Listen to the music. Be a part of it. We love it. Have a wonderful day, everybody. My name is Greg Bach. You're listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. Stay tuned, stay informed, stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.